Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 89 for Friday, January 15th, 2016. Man, look at these cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. It's the Weekly Dose of Fat with your hosts, Ziggy Gnomez and the Sven Hammers from Mars. Welcome to the show, everybody.
How's it going? I was just thinking about David Bowie. Sorry.
Yeah, we were listening to David Bowie a little bit right before the show started here. Sorry to see him go. Awesome performer. Hey, speaking of awesome performers, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our humble studio, Mr. J.K. Levin.
Good evening, everybody!
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes.
Learn more at surlybikes.com.
All right, J.K., what do we have on the show this week?
We start the show with the event of the week. We welcome callers from all around the fatosphere. We reveal next week's calling question. We don't award the final grand prize in our essay contest with Becker Sewing and Precision Beer Drinking. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series, the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships, and the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships. And finally,
it's time for the Fat Bike Event of the Week.
Fat Bike Event of the Week is...
Fat Bike Worlds.
Fat Bike Worlds is...
Crested Butte.
Sponsored by Borealis Fat Bikes, our friends there in... where are they at? Colorado Springs.
That's and right. The official dressing room of Les Zeppelin.
Indeed. So maybe some of you folks don't know out there, but the winner of Fat Bike Worlds is going to get branded.
Branded.
So, yeah, there's another reason why Uncle Gomez is not going to race in that race.
Sounds like Brad Bingham is going for the brand.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure Weens and Travis Brown. And you can't count Ned out either. I don't know if he's going to be there, but...
It says they've both got over 150 racers registered already.
But here's a discount code that has my name in it, Fat Bike Gomez. 56% off.
Fat Bike Gomez.
Yeah, that's the discount code. So register today. Use your Uncle Gomez's Fat Bike discount code and roll the dice. You know, you too could end up with a big... What is that? What's that brand? FBW on your butt. Where would you get the brand? On my neck. Yeah.
I think I... Yeah.
Right on the hiney.
On the spot where my ass should be. Tragically born without a rump.
Yeah. That would be friggin' rad.
Hey. You know where we're at?
Top of the hill.
Top of the hill. Oh, yeah.
What do you got? Oh, that one.
That one.
The green one.
The green one.
The Founders All Day IPA.
I'll go with the shampoo of beers, the old Miller.
I'm drinking some fancy San Pellegrino pomegranate and blood orange elixir that Fatty Lumpkin turned me on to up there at Cuyuna. This is delicious soda.
It has like an extra layer of protection.
I know. It has a little foil condom, so only factory rat piss has been on the top of my can.
No, there's no common warehouse rat piss on there, just strictly factory.
Hey,
this is Italian rat piss.
Here's a cheers to Italian factory rat piss.
Yeah!
Yeehaw!
Yeah!
Well, let's take a quick break here before we open the floodgate of phone calls and start the pageant for the best bike of 2015.
Whether you carry your bikes on your roof or with a hitch, the best way to get your fat bike to the trail is with a rack from 1UP USA. 1UP USA uses stainless steel hardware on their all-aluminum racks and come with a lifetime warranty. One-Up USA racks are made in the USA, right in Wisconsin. Visit oneupusa.com for more information on the fastest loading, highest quality rack solutions.
You're tuned to Fatbike Radio.
And we're back from that quick break there. Let's take a call. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's take a call.
Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Keith from Sun River.
Hi, Keith. How's it going?
Good, guys. You really do exist.
Contrary to popular wisdom, we shouldn't exist, but we do.
I actually exist in several parallel intersecting dimensions. So, have you called to tell us your favorite gnome of 2015?
I'll do the favorite fat bike of 2015.
Oh, fat bikes. This is the fat bike show, right?
Yeah, we do the gnome show after this one.
Just less bearded. For me, I use a Norco Sasquatch, and I love that freaking bike. I mean, at 6'5", you know, man, you know, it's got a great reach. I love everything about it. I know it's not as popular in, different areas of the U.S., but up here in the Northwest, man, that is just a killer bike for our trails.
Nice. That's the squatchiest bike on the market, man. And plus, you're sort of like a short squatch at 6'5". Criminy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very cool. So, thanks for voting. We're looking for a pen right now so we can record your vote. And Sven's got the pen.
For the Norco Squatch.
All the right. Norco Squatch, yeah, that's something we just don't see in the Midwest. I know it's a good bike, but we just don't get to see them around these here parts right now.
I know. I see pictures of them.
It was a referral for me. I mean, I didn't even know that much about Norco, the brand, even though, you know, we're here in Oregon. I've been talking to you, Gomez, just back and forth on emails and stuff. But on my weight loss journey, for me, I wanted to find a bike that could handle a guy that was bigger, because at one point I was almost 500 pounds. So I needed a good, strong frame, good bike that, you know, if you're going to invest in, and, you know, the guy was slowly going to get back into mountain biking and stuff, that, you know, that I could use, that I could change and modify. Because, like, during the summer, it's a 27.5 plus bike. But then in the winter here, you know, it's a full-on fat bike. So I definitely, you know, more tools for the toolbox. Keep busy, keep active. And, you know, so far I've lost 168 pounds just by eating better and, you know, getting active and having those tools like that.
That's so cool.
Keep going and staying busy.
Right on.
And fat bikes really do seem to be a good channel for folks to lose weight.
Yeah, for sure.
And 163 pounds, you didn't just lose weight. You lost a person, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. More than my wife.
Yeah, I went from a Sasquatch to, you know, like a little bit less.
So, Keith, how do you know where the Wanago Snow Park is?
Winoga.
Winoga, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we try to say Indian names here and we mess them up too, but Winoga Snow Park. is that in your neighborhood there in Central Oregon?
Yeah, so that's 15 minutes away from me. You know, I'm really good friends with Gary and those guys who do the grooming up there. So I get to ride it in the summer. I get to ride it in the winter. I actually bought snowshoes this year just that way I could stomp in my own. You know, I pull a sled with some weight behind me, and cool. I can do my own. I have my own circle track just by my house here, because we're backed up to forest land everywhere we are around here. So it's awesome, man. I got a great loop that I do. But, yeah, then we bounce up to Winoga. We got a long and a short trail, and we're about to have a fat bike triathlon with cornhole as the challenge game.
Nice.
A shot, you have to take another lap, which is just awesome. And we've had a ton of snow. We've had 78 inches so far since December, from December 1st to now.
Nice.
We're at 78 inches.
Is that common, or are you just getting slammed this year?
We're just getting slammed. I mean, you know, when El Nino hits, man, that is like when it is the best for us, because our snow levels, and that was that's me at 5,000 feet up at the mountain where Winoga is and stuff, that they're, I think they're at 118-inch base.
Wow.
Up there, so.
Yowza.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you definitely don't want to go off track.
you just disappear.
My wife, who's 5'2", I'll lose her.
Wow. Take along a rope.
Well, very cool.
Yeah, exactly. Spelunking.
Hey, next week we're going to continue the pageantry with votes for the best fat bike product of the year. It's fat bike specific stuff like tires, rims, accessories. If you have a vote next week, give us a shout back.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call.
Hey, no problem, Keith. Keep up the good work, and thanks for the positive vibes through the email. And you know, I'm speechless. That's such an awesome achievement you've done, and here's cheers to your health.
Cheers. Talk to you again.
Cheers. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, man. Bye. Hey, while we're waiting for a caller here, you wanna do a freel thing? Do you have a freel for this week?
Speaking of grooming.
nice segue there, Mr. Segue.
Saturday night it snowed right by us. You know, nice fluffy, officially measured 1.7 inches. So I got up Sunday morning thinking, booyah, we're going to go out and we're going to get fresh tracks. Yeah, so our local trail group has a newbie that's in charge of grooming. And they decided to keep the trails closed till noon and groom 1.7 inches of snow, which was perfectly rideable because I have a test track in my yard. Where, you know, I tromp it in, I groom it with snowshoes, and I ride it, right?
Right.
You know, you got to have some way to know if your tire pressure is right. Well, I got a little test track, nice single track in my yard.
Isn't that 1.7 inches, like, less than the depth of the groomer's grooves?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I saw the guy grooming, and I thought, I got to see. Because I'm riding the whole time thinking, who in God's name would steal these perfect, rideable, fresh snow conditions from me and my fat bike brethren and sister and cousin. Yeah. So I see the dude. I'm like, dude, you should be riding your bike. You don't have to do this. You know, when you can ride, you don't have to groom. And he told me basically, and this guy's, he got a fat bike the week before Global Fat Bike Day. So he's had a fat bike for 6 weeks.
Oh, he call you fucking crazy.
he said, I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
And put some damn pants on.
And I never wear pants, but, and he told me that I was fucking crazy. And you know, one out of two is not bad. Cause I am pretty crazy, but I think that if you can ride your bike, I mean, it was just like perfect riding conditions. It was 1.7 inches of snow on top of like boilerplate frozen. It was perfect.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it. It's like, well, I really am crazy. And maybe he just needed to practice driving that Rokan around.
Maybe.
You know, and you know.
Maybe he's in a motorcycle club.
Maybe. He told me he had been a snowmobiler for 10 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So did you say, dude, frail?
I said, bye-bye, I'm riding now. I don't want to argue about this. And thanks for noticing that I'm crazy, sir.
Right on. Hey, we got another caller on the line here.
Vote number two.
I wonder if they know if you're crazy or not. Hey, welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, my name is Seth. I'm from Mason City, Iowa.
Seth, for some reason I get news about Mason City pretty often. I used to go through there on my job. Maybe it's still in one of my.
Is that where Mason jars are from?
My RSS feeds. No. There seems to be a lot of crazy stuff going on there. Fires and people getting murdered and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Well, I guess that's the news, right? You always hear about the wacky stuff.
Right.
You never hear about, you know, like the best candy and stuff.
Right. Mason City is where I took a right when I was going north so I could head over to Decorah.
Oh, I like Decorah.
Yep. Decorah is about an hour and 30 minutes from here or so.
Yep.
Good riding over there for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Robin Bennett, that was a guy in Mason City there, had a shop. I don't know if he's still around, but it was a good bike shop.
Yeah. Yep. He still is. And I actually work at Wayne Ski and Cycle, which is another shop in town here.
So right on. Are they Ducati fans like Robin is or no? Because Robin's big in the Dukes, I think.
We do the pedal powered bikes more, but know Robin's dad has and Robin both have a background in motorcycle racing as well. So those guys have been in that game for a while. So
what do you think? Do you have a vote for the fat bike of the year?
I do, and I have a lot of fat bikes, especially having worked at a shop for almost 16 years, and I love all of them. As a matter of fact, my single-speed Moonlander is about a foot away from me right now. We just got done from a ride. I'm sitting in the park drinking a beer.
Do you have pants on? Home.
I don't know. They're tight pants. Do those count?
Oh.
No, those are called tights. They're not called pants.
They're the required uniform.
Or stretchy pants.
Right.
Tight.
Yeah, so if they don't count as pants, then I definitely don't have pants on.
Okay, go ahead. Cast your vote.
But I would say, though, my vote for the bike is our Ventana El Gran Jefe fat bike. My wife and I have had since July, and we have, in almost 10 years of marriage, ridden more in the last less than a year together than we have in all of the time leading up until that, because we have that tandem, and it's been awesome.
Do you ever let the little lady captain?
Well, it's not like I haven't let her, but yeah, I think we're sized disappropriately enough that she hasn't ridden up front yet.
You know, it would be more aerodynamic if you put the little lady up front, maybe. If you're tall enough, then you'd be able to see over her.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've gone down some things that she has said I've seen completely over the top of you, and if it's possible to endo this thing, we almost did it.
We got a sawzall here in the shop. We could cut that sucker in half and then glue it back together with you and the... You in the back and her in the front. We could even probably work out some sort of rear steering thing. But
I think so. That backward steering bicycle, you could steer it from the back or something.
Right on. So you're not the only El Jefe owner there in Iowa, are you? Because I think we had a story on the site from Patrick. He had that the moo cow looking El Gran Jefe fat bike there.
Yep, I remember reading that. That was pretty rad. I love the cow spots. That's a good Midwest theme.
Are you going to be able to do ragbri on the tandem?
Bike. I grew up doing ragbri. I actually grew up doing ragbri, doing the Stoker gig. My mom and I had a Burley tandem, and I started when I needed the kitty crank in the back.
Sure.
So I've been across Iowa a lot of times on a tandem, just from the back seat.
That explains your tandem fetish right there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe. As a mechanic, I'm never thrilled when a tandem comes in the shop. I'm like, oh man, this is twice the junk to work on. But I'm actually surprised that I own a tandem. But it's a ton of fun.
All right, here's the pop quiz. Would you rather work on a tandem, or would you rather work on, say, a carbon tri bike? Like, what would be like one of those diving board ones? A soft ride tri-bike.
Come on, man. I'd rather work on a recumbent tandem than work on one of those things. At least all the cables are on the outside of the frame.
There you go.
They might be longer, but you can get to them.
Yeah, make your mechanic happy. Put your cables on the inside.
Exactly.
Yeah, put them in there. That's electronic shifting wins when that happens.
I saw something on Instagram. I saw the Bluetooth shifting. And they were just moving the shifting levers on it was all detached from the bike, and the derailleur was just sitting there on the desk going click 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 click.
I'd be like, hey Siri, shift already, yes. Wait, can we just get an app for that?
Yeah.
Siri shifts. Yeah.
The spinal implant is coming soon, I'm sure. What do you think about it?
Technology.
You plug right into the bike, then people won't laugh at me for not wearing pants.
All right, man. Well, thanks for your vote. We got another caller on the line here. Call back anytime. Tell us what's going on in Mason City.
Right on. Thanks, fellas. Stop by if you're in town. We'll take you out on the trail.
You bet.
Sounds good, man. Right. Mason City, here we come.
All right.
Mason City, here we come.
Show us the seedy underbelly of Mason City.
Seedy underbelly of Anchorage, Alaska. Thank you very much. Is on the line.
Is this Travis T.
Welcome
to... You are fucking crazy. You should have kicked that guy's ass, man. Who's grooming your freshies? You should have kicked his ass.
Grooming my freshies.
I don't know, but, you know, I really shouldn't, because he's another old fat guy, and, you know, there's just nothing more pitiful than two old fat guys
slapping each other
and then rolling around on the ground, and then there's that awkward moment where you're so tired and out of breath, you just, like, want to give up, and then you're, like, you both skulk away from one another, like, I don't like you, you're mean. We just avoided all that, and I was like, well, all right, I am crazy, but I sort of do know that I can ride this trail just fine. He was all like, what's wrong with that? I'm like, I think you're missing the point. It's like, see those things that if you're grooming the snow and that back plate is not making a solid piece of snow, then there ain't enough snow to groom, motherfucker. But yeah, right. I didn't. Yeah, that's probably where he got the idea that I was crazy, because I started talking like Chris Rock there. Or whoever that was in my head.
Yeah, some guy in your head.
So, Travis, my boy.
Yeah.
Do you have a vote for the gender-neutral Fat Bike of the Universe 2015? That instead of saying Miss or Mister, we're going with gender unified, gender non-specified. What's the term we're looking for?
Pansexual.
Oh, the pansexual. Fat Bike in the Universe 2015. Does that change your vote?
No, I do have a vote, but before I reveal that, I just want to give you guys a quick update. The Frosty Bottom is on for this Saturday. We got about an inch of snow yesterday.
Did you groom it?
It is dumping out right now. Yeah, actually, with my tires, I just got done going back on my little private track and for about 2 hours doing laps. And while I was doing laps, every lap was getting snowed over. So
you might be a fat biker. You might be, if you have a test track in your yard that you groom, you might be a fat biker.
You might be a fat biker.
We're working. Yeah, we're ripping off Jeff Foxworthy. I'd have to
have bank turns on mine because my yard's kind of small, so I'd have to go really fast and just be like, wah, wah, wah. What was that thing called? The cyclodrome or something?
If you have a pump track in your pants.
When do you wear them?
Indeed, you are wearing pants.
Yeah, I have jeans on today. It's
so the
really
so the race is on. Crazy. The race is on.
So are you doing the long or the short action version?
What's that?
Are you in the long or the short version?
I'm covering it for you guys.
Oh, hey.
I'm gonna be all over the place with my camera.
I love doing races, being the guy that's covering it with my camera.
Yeah, that's gonna
get
be,
to go
yeah,
out there and ride at my leisure. Sure. Have fun.
That's a long race. That's a big course.
Yeah, this thing's spread out enough. I'll be running around town in my truck like Gomez did when he was up covering it.
I stopped and got a haircut at one point during that race. Yeah.
Which hair did you get cut?
All of them. And they did a pretty nice job. I was like, fuck yeah, Alaskan haircut.
All right.
My beard got 2 inches longer and the hair on my head got cut off. It was pretty killer.
Nice.
That's an Alaskan haircut. That's my joke. So, Travis, spill it, bro.
My fat bike of 2015. You know, I only test rode a few of the 2015 rides.
Uh-huh.
I got to go with that fat back Skookum, man.
Oh, well.
Skookum.
Got to go with the Skookum.
Skookum.
Yeah, with that blue, green, white paint job. That is a beautiful bike.
Have to agree. I think I would go with the black and white one myself, just so I could turn it into a cop bike.
Right.
get some police stickers on there and pull kids over and take their weed away.
Right on.
Woo!
So, does Gomez have a pick for this pageant?
I'm going to go with the cone of woe.
Whoa.
That's just out of left field. Just kidding. No, that's my vote. Cone of woe. They had it's like the mid price, and it clicks all the boxes, man.
And we got a review coming up next week, or a reader's ride. It's not a review, but this is the guy's second woe, and he got it because it's now Bluetooth compatible, and he did
right.
Like head wheels, and it's a gnarly build on a woe.
It's the blue woe, man.
It's a woe. Yeah.
So their third try, they ticked off all the boxes. They made it Bluetooth compatible, I think was the last thing. And that's a badass bike.
And it's an affordable bike. It's probably one of the better, on the lower end of the parts spec, an entry-level bike that actually still works well.
Yeah. I mean, if I were spending my own money on a bike, that'd probably be the bike I could afford. So there you go.
Yep.
Instead of that Chi-Chi Rodriguez bike I ride now, like my NASCAR bike. It's really not that NASCAR, though.
It's a good color now, at least.
It's true. You can say that because it's the same color as your bike.
Some of them.
Yeah. You do have an orange bike, too.
I don't think I have an orange bike anymore. I got blacks and purples.
Yeah.
Kind of like a bruise.
I have a black Krampus now and a black Crosscheck. All I need is a black Pugsley or the black Krampus Ops, and I would have, like, black Surly across the board. Gravel, not quite gravel, but off-road, and then Omni-Terrain.
All right, man. Well, we got a couple more calls here. We're going to roll on down the screening queue.
Travis, you rock. Don't ever shave. And say hi to your mom for me.
Will do.
Talk to you soon, bro.
All right, bye.
All right.
Oh, way to cut him off.
Hey, welcome to the radio program. Who have a line?
Hey, it's Gnome TV. Get out of here. Say stuff.
Oh, it's Byron.
Oh, Byron. Dude, I went riding out at Silver Lake, and somebody drove that Rokon all over the trails just like in some sort of joyride. Is that you?
Well, you know, there's some people out there that are testing new tires and shit. You know, they need a groomed trail with an inch of snow.
Attaboy.
And that might just be your next caller who I just rode with.
Really? Did you ride with the guy that he bends your ear about, the old fat guy that told him, "What are you doing out here, snurfity snurf?
These are meant for groomed snow. Well, they're not meant for bandito snow. I'll tell you that right now. Nice. How's it going tonight?
I personally never knew I could be this happy. How are you two boys doing over there, JK?
I've ridden in snow. Oh, JK, how are you?
Oh, groovy, groovy.
Groovy, man.
Sven,
pleased to meet you, by the way.
Hey.
I was studding around with my Dillinger 4s this week. That made me pretty happy.
Nice.
I did the splits, which I can't really do, though. Because, I wasn't wearing my shoes with the studs in them. So when I put my foot down, my foot slipped out, and I kind of went sideways, and I went, grip! And I went, ouch, those legs don't do that anymore.
Crap, dude.
Yeah, so the tires grip really well, but the shoes didn't.
That's a shame. Do you like to do that little tripod thing that Gomez does?
No. I'm all retracted and stuff.
I was watching you yesterday. I was like, you could take up motorcycles.
Yeah.
Gomez MX.
I have a prehensile penis that I use to hold on to the knob of my saddle.
I'm a eunuch.
I bet you that gets edited out. I'm just saying. Or maybe not. So,
are you got puberty going on over there?
So, B-Rone, do you have a vote for the pansexual fat bike of the universe 2015?
I do, actually.
All right, lay it on.
Now we're talking about your favorite fat bike of 2015.
Well, right? We're talking about your favorite fat bike.
Yeah, your vote for the best. Right. Not necessarily your favorite, but the best.
That's easy.
All right.
That's easy. As a matter of fact, Brother Evan and I talked about it tonight while we were riding.
Uh-huh.
And we both agreed, at least I agreed with myself, because I do that a lot, that my favorite fat bike of 2015 is my fat bike.
Is your bike?
My bike, yeah. I don't know that it's going to win any beauty contest.
Right, it's a 907 alloy, right? Because not everybody on the radio can see your bike like I can.
Well, this is true.
What is it, 907?
It's a 907.
It would be a 907 alloy, circuit 2000, what would that be, 13? Yeah.
Oh,
rims and the Flow Beast Van Helga combo, which is very nice.
You got to call in next week to talk about tires. So we'll accept the 907 alloy. They sold that bike in 2015.
All
it was
right.
available.
Right on.
It was part of their model year. And we thank you very much for your vote and for your company yesterday on the trails. And
that was quite nice.
Thanks for inviting me to go riding tonight while you were riding. And I really couldn't, and you didn't invite me, but that's all right.
You know
how that goes. I'm not part of your little secret circle of guys. What is it? The usual suspects.
You know, little secret circle. It's not as organized as you think.
I know you guys got a chat room. You got a fucking stripper pole, and you got I've seen the 50-gallon drum of fucking industrial lubricants. Right. I know exactly how you guys roll.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And Julio just loves all that shit.
Julio.com.
Julio.com makes his own industrial lubricant.
For inside of your tire.
Yeah. Well, sealant, yeah.
All right.
He makes that too.
Well, thanks for your vote, and we're going to move on down the queue here.
All right, Byron, bye.
Move on right.
Thanks.
See you later.
How's it going, caller? What's happening?
Oh, waka-waka. Hi.
Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, it's Brother Evan.
I had an inkling.
How did you know that I was calling?
Because we just got off the phone with your boyfriend, Byron.
Oh, isn't he sweet?
He is. Byron.
Boom.
Byron, he's rendered me speechless. That's how handsome he is.
And that ain't an easy thing, folks.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wait till you see Andy Tetmeyer's imitation of Gomez talking.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah.
Because we're going to have a video on Monday of head wheels and rims and such.
Here's the warning that this probably wasn't the best idea, but we decided to have just me and Andy Tetmeyer on the screen. And Sven was, I don't know, you were fluffer, or were you the gripper best boy? Or
yeah, it was all those things.
All those things.
And all those pretty things, baby.
Sven was manning two cameras, the audio boom. And, we have a video coming out on Monday. It's our lead story, head wheels. This just in, head wheels are good.
That's what we say.
Yes, indeed. So, Evan, mi amigo, what is your vote for the pansexual best fat bike of 2015?
I've been giving it a lot of thought, and I have gotten to ride multiple bicycles last year, I guess.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to put my vote down for the Advocate Watchman.
Ooh,
oh, nice.
The most fun, in the short amount of time that I got to ride that bike, it definitely brought the most smiles per mile, and it was a fucking blast to ride.
Cool. It's the first steel bike on our list.
That's for my vote.
Neato.
Steel is Raziel.
I was gonna default to my Pugsley, but everybody knows how awesome the Pugsley already is.
So is
best bike under $800?
Yeah,
or best bike under $700?
Not anymore because they don't have anymore
for a single speed one, man.
Do they have? Do you think the Pugsley will be retired now that they sold them all out at rock bottom prices?
They could.
Well, it sounds like it, especially after I paid full price for it, fucking 2013. So, that's great. So happy for everybody that got a Pugsley for $700.
Well, you should be because you liked it when it was more expensive. It was a great bike. And imagine how much better it is now.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to get another one.
I tried to buy a Moonlander, but they were gone like in a heartbeat. I was going to buy a Moonlander for my daughter.
Let me guess. Restricted item?
Yeah, I could have gotten one, but it was out. It was already gone.
Really?
But it is a restricted item.
Oh, yeah.
Surly was never restricted in the past. If you had a QBP account, you could order a Surly bike. That is not the case right this second. You have to call and beg and plead and...
Well, on the special
send,
deal,
send Sava a beer or something, or I don't know. But they were never ever had that restricted item thing ever in the past.
So, Advocate Watchman, that's a really rather nice choice. That was on my short list of bikes, but I decided to go, you know, straight up Chevy, man. I went with the Kona. Whoa. Do you have an answer for the best bike of 2015? There,
moi.
Yeah,
you. Yeah, I do. It's going to be our first two vote getter.
Really?
Yeah, the Fatback Skookum, baby.
Oh, that was on my shirt list, too.
Yeah, when I was looking at that, they got him in, I'm like, oh, how can I get me one of them? Because I sure did enjoy riding it. And it's, you know, it's one of the new generation of kind of all season trail
bikes. I'm talking to Fuzzy right now about getting a test bike. So,
yeah. Well, I was thinking of one for my own damn self because all I ride is steel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd vote for one of my bikes, but you just reminded me that they're all older than 2015. Maybe if I change the color again, it'll be a new model. But I mean, I love my bikes, and the Skookum reminds me of my Ape, only with the ability to take bigger tires, because my Ape doesn't take 5-inch tires.
Hmm.
I wasn't made for it.
I wonder how it compares to my 69.5 73 seat tube, head tube, seat tube. On Otis, because that really does seem to be.
It's got a shorter chainstay back in there.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
But yeah, well, I really did enjoy riding that bike. I would like to have more time on it, especially in the winter, because I rode it on trails and it was awesome. I'm curious how a bike like that that's more trail geometry works in the softer stuff, especially beach and or snow.
We'll have to give that a shot.
Righto.
Evan,
old school versus new.
So, did you go out and ride the Sweet Grooms trails there at Silver Lake tonight with the boys?
No, we rode some Bandito trails, your old stomping grounds.
Oh dear, I cannot understand you. You're breaking up because
But it was good. It was good.
Yeah,
it was a good ride.
You see any gnomes out there?
A couple other things. Yeah, there's definitely gnomes. Every fucking goddamn corner. Especially with these Maxis Manics that I was using. Son of a bitch, man.
All right, Evan.
Nothing but curse words.
Hey, you can call in next week and vote for your favorite fat bike product. Now we're moving the pageantry down to the product level. tires, rims, whatever.
Got your tires. Got your
next
rims.
Week.
Yep. We'll talk next week.
And we got your accessories.
Yeah,
your favorite damn pogie. Nope. Your favorite damn.
Gnomes were in full force.
Oh, that's good. All right, man. Keep it real. Let's go ride from the marina across the lake and back to the marina this weekend. All right, Sunday.
All right.
The marina's a bar on the other side of the lake.
Over there to Silver Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got shanties out on Silver Lake now?
Yeah.
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 Guys, fishermen are out.
Any guys?
I already been out on the lake. I shot that video for Instagram with the hodag. With a narwhal on the back.
Narwhal
on the back and a Dilly 4 with multiple studded arrangements on the front there.
Did anybody land their aeroplane while you were riding?
Nope.
I want to land my aeroplane on that lake.
I want a fucking polar bear on a gold chain. people
this is, and this is now common watch. Knowledge to all of our radio show listener.
I've actually started to work on that, so.
Uh-huh. You're going to have to go up to northern Canada there, eh?
Yeah, up to Churchill Bay.
You should go by the tar sands up there.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Tar sands.
Tar sands.
All right, Evan. Call in next week. Tell us your favorite Fedbike product is.
Yeah, I can tell you what's not.
The list is long, but
we could have a segue for people who like negativity, and we would have like the worst of 2015. Think about that.
Worst. I already have my worst 2015 product, but it's also one of my favorites.
Here's one.
Once they made it better.
Worst fat bike podcast.
as episode number 89. No, that's 2016. Yeah. They can't vote for this episode.
They can't vote for this episode, but they could get us on episode number 26 through 69 or something.
Yeah, Evan sent us a note saying we were off track or something.
That's all right. It's good.
I like
it's
your good critique.
Constructive criticism.
I think this show is way better now, though.
You know, things pop into my head. I have to share it. You know who I am. If I keep it bottled up, it all fucking falls out on some poor schmuck in traffic, and he doesn't know what's happening. Yeah. So I gotta
let you know. No road rage. That's how you keep your road rage down. Just let us know what's up. Yeah, we appreciate the comments. Exactly. I think that you you're onto something there. So we'll just be better then. Now
we've taken it under advisement, and now we want you to take two steps back and go fuck yourself. Just kidding, Evan. We love you. You know I'm a big kidder, and you know
I'm gonna pick the icicles out of my beard, and I'm gonna go home. Good night.
Good night.
Have a great one, Jen.
All right, we'll see you, Evan.
All right.
Let.
That way to cut a bite. So that was Evan Larson, our bike rack ribbon test pilot there from Illinois.
The Watchman. Nice call.
Yeah.
I didn't really get to spend time on that bike. I would like to.
It was a little bit big.
Big. Yeah, for me it was big.
Right. But he rode Tim's bike that I tested.
Well, Tim is tall.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Tim and I ride the same bike. He must have short legs. Or Shumpton, because he's taller than me for sure. I attribute it to my large feet. Hey, JK.
Hi.
How's it going over there?
Oh, great. Oh,
hey, guess what?
What?
I just cut us off from the phone lines.
The Pangalactic Pansexual Chocolate Fat Bike of the Year.
Well, while I'm reconnecting us to the phone thingy,
my screen is completely blank.
I'm gonna.
Hey, there we are.
Hello.
I'm gonna go ahead and call us back. See?
Oh God.
That's what you're hearing right now. I'm going to let this go for like 5 minutes. We could make a song around this sound. Meanwhile, JK, do you have a vote for a favorite a fat bike of 20, whatever that was, 15?
Well, I'm not sure what the birth date of my ride was, but my purchase date was within 2015.
Yeah.
So it would be the Schlick Cycles Tatanka.
Schlick Cycles Tatanka.
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 Tatanka. Okay.
Whoops. Yes. I'm hurting my...
he just transformed himself into an American bison.
Yes.
And then back to JK Living. Totally freaky, dude.
Exactly. Well, I hit the microphone, so it
with your
knocked
with
me back.
With your horn. Studio
web interface. Hello.
Hey, baby.
I think the lady says we're back.
Hi, lady.
Hi, lady.
Did you take were there other callers in the queue?
Maybe.
So we've been talking about next week's question, and what we're going to do here is we're going to continue the pageantry of the award season, and we're going to what are they going to do, JK?
They're going to call in with the best fat bike products such as rims, tires, accoutrements, accessories, etc.
Best leather chaps for fat biking.
Assless
chaps.
Or ass full chaps, whichever you prefer. A
brimful of assholes. Next week,
call. You can leave us a message. So those are our categories. Best tire, best rim, best accessory.
Accessory. Call 818 there or 918-2453 between 8 and 9 Central Standard Time and let us know.
That's only if you want to talk to us. If you're shy and you just want to talk to our recording machine and then hear your voice later, then just call and leave us a message anytime.
Right on.
And are you thinking we need a break?
I think we should take a break before we get into the Fatty Farm Field Report.
Yeah, you know, I know that. You typed it right in the
right? Like that's just so I remembered.
We're so freaking high tech.
Techie.
We're like in real time here, bleeding edge, and we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with the Fatty Farm Field Report.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands, Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yeah, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also, so you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension, we have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
And we're back there from that short break with our friends who did the thing they did when we were on break.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening now again?
We are about to enter in to the Fatty Farm Field Report.
Oh, right on. This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is presented by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series.
Winter Rush is the home of the fat...
fat shit.
In addition to fat shit.
Winter Rush is the... Ah, shit. Winter Rush is the home of the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships and will be your hosts of the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships.
For more information, click the Winter Rush banner located next to the Fat Bike VIP Lounge right there in your show notes, or you can always visit winterrush.com.
.com. I see that we have this Becker sewing bag contest going on still. What do you know about that for this week?
I think we may have drastically overestimated the literacy level of our listener. Hey out there. Hey, Buckaroo. Just send us a stick figure drawing of you and your bike, and you might win a pretty freaking cool bag.
We've got the camo version left.
Yeah. So that's, I guess, nice. We'll just keep this one going to one of you fart smellers out there. Send us an essay on why you ride a fat bike. And you probably just will have to like sound smarter than maybe a half a dozen other wordsmithies out there. You could walk away with the crown.
It is a pageant, after all.
The crown is actually a 40 below Becca sewing and precision bear drinking custom made bag with it's pimplicious and camouflage-ish. It's all lined in mink, so you want to put your junk in there, and oh yeah
buddy,
yeah,
do it. Send that thing to Gomez at fatbike.com with what do you want the subject line to be? I ain't stupid.
I still like Becker. Read this, Tupper.
Read this, Tupper. Yeah, there you go. So yeah. put read this, Tupper in the subject line and attach your wordy words and win a bag. This is a good thing.
I know, and I'm telling you, you're a shoo-in. If you can't win this, then definitely buy a lottery ticket. I heard a really funny thing about lottery. A statistics professor was calling it the idiot tax.
Well, the lottery?
Yeah.
Do you know what the most popular number in the winning Megabucks lottery is since 2004?
No.
11.
11.
I think it's because people use birthdays and months and things like that. Oh. So a lot of them are front loaded to the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So after you get past 31, it drops off because people are using birth dates and... That's all in the pre-31 area.
Right on. I hear what you're saying.
I spent my $6 to become a billionaire, damn it.
Two bucks.
I got a number 13 for the Powerball. I'm feeling pretty lucky, though.
I didn't even look at my numbers.
I'm going to look at them tomorrow, because today I'm me. Tomorrow, I'm a billionaire.
Yeah. If you don't ever hear from me again, it's nothing personal. I'm just fucking rich.
I'm a billionaire.
Just kidding.
You know, that song, I Want to Be a Millionaire, so man, why? Why not be a billionaire? Come on. It's way better. It's 1,000 times better than being a millionaire.
Why not be a Brazilianaire? Okay.
Yeah, that's what you said.
So here's a little public service message. Do crazy voices and sound effects, but read to your kids, folks. It's quality time.
What are you talking about?
Lordy. Hey, you know what we're doing now? I think it might be time, link-a-dink time.
We got some links.
Yeah. Did you kill the phone lines?
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe.
I'm not going to ask you.
I'll let you know if we need to take a call.
All right. Sounds good.
Maybe.
So Jill went to the Fat Pursuit.
Yeah.
And made a fire. And
didn't get there, but she had a good story. She always writes good stories. So we talked about this. Now I'm going to say it wrong again. Wow. Wanoga Snowpark. We talked about that with Keith
right?
From over there in Bend, Oregon. That's a new Central Oregon groomed fat bike area.
Yeah, if I win the lotto, look for me in Bend, Oregon.
Or Jackson Hole with Dick Cheney.
No, I'm thinking Bend, Oregon.
Duck.
You know, fat biking is the fastest growing winter sport in Jackson Hole. It's probably the fastest growing winter sport everywhere, really. What other winter sports are growing as quickly?
Extreme curling.
Curling. Yeah. I joined a curling club.
Yep. Snow bocce ball.
We ran out of butane, so we had to get an electric curling iron. Then
yeah, propane tank ice bowling.
That sounds fun. And, you know, that's something you'd do in a trailer park, I'm pretty sure.
Rosslyn, British Columbia. You said that looked cool.
I think that's the one with the wheelie contest and the, I don't know. All these, here's the deal. There's so many events coming up, and these are all in like more mainstream media that's covering this stuff now, even for the events, not just the fact that fat biking is out there. Like you didn't know that already, but these are, you know, there's Cambridge, Minnesota, you know, British Columbia, Ontario, places everywhere have events. And I think, you know, it's the year of the event.
Yeah. Mike,
you're, you know, the event of the, you know, the event of the year.
Yeah. The event of the year is going to be Fat Bike Worlds in Crested Butte.
Is Mike Kiriak going to be there?
I don't know, but he and I are pen pals. I told him if he wanted me to put these links up, I had to be able to tell people that we were pen pals.
Nice.
How many? He never agreed, but I just did it anyway.
How many websites does he have?
I don't know.
Huh.
Obviously, he's very happy in his happy space, and I would respect what he has to say about fat tire pressure. That's a guy that would know.
You betcha.
He's astute in the way of the bicycle. I also invited him to come on the show just to tell us how full of shit we are, because he's kind of a straight shooter.
Well, I'd appreciate that from somebody that shoots straight shit.
Indeed. And somebody needs to call us and tell us how full of shit we are, because sometimes it's pretty damn thick in here.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I'd like to thank Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly is. It Surly does. Learn more at surlybox.com.
Join us next week when the question of the week is, what's your vote for the best fat bike products of the year, 2015?
Plus, you can call in and pimp your local fat bike race and invite all of our listeners to come out and join in the fun.
Call 818-918-2453 any time of day, night, or leave us a goddamn message.
Yeah, longer than 6 seconds this time, please.
Yeah, and try and, I don't know, use frequencies that human ears can hear, because we get a lot of that no-me's chatter. And it drives my dogs crazy.
Right on. That's it for this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Wow. 58 minutes of Fat Bike.
Awesomeness!
I guess since we still have 3 minutes left, we could just take a call to go out of the show with.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Gnome Bike TV.
You have less than 3 minutes to make your statement.
Do you have a vote?
You know, it's Byron again.
Did you change your vote?
All right. So I called earlier and I think made a fool out of me.
Really?
Hardly.
But no, hardly. So then I dialed back in, I thought, and I was just listening to last week's show and realized that I didn't hear the rest of the show, so I'll have to tune in Friday night.
Oh,
well.
Right on.
Yes, you will.
And that with my barking dog is like the most epic end to your show ever.
What are you doing to make that dog make that kind of noise, Byron?
No, he just does it normally. That's the scary thing.
Oh, dear.
Hey, you guys have a good night.
All right. You too, handsome. Bye-bye. All right, I think that is the end of the show. We are now, I'm showing 9-0-0 on my control panel.
Yep.
I think this is, let's go to yellow alert and end the show.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.